This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can always email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and SALLAN.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And if you haven't, and I want to know why not, please join, or like, as they say, my Facebook page called simply A Dad's Point of View. You can listen to any of my shows, read any of my current or past columns, and download any of my shows for free on my website, which is brucesalen.com. I want to welcome again my newest station, Madison 1670 WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you, WTDY. We are growing, and I appreciate your carrying my show, which airs, as I understand it, on Sundays at 6 p.m. I can't help but think a lot about Madison and Wisconsin these days, with all the turmoil that's going on there. It feels ironic to me in that a theme I often write or talk about is family and divorce. And in divorce, it usually seems no one wins, and the ones that lose are the kids. And it seems a bit similar to me in this dispute that the sides in some ways are so rancorous and that the goal of the best interest of the state of Wisconsin may be lost. I don't do politics, but I can't ignore this situation, especially with a brand new station like you guys. And I want you all to know that in Madison, I care about you, care that this resolves peacefully and in the best interests of the state and our country. Good luck. Today's topic is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column titled Bursts of Expression. And you can, again, visit my website to read this or any of my columns. And you never have to read a column to follow one of our shows, because the show speaks for itself. But if you ever want to find my columns, then you can't just Google my name or A Dad's Point of View. I want to make a little plug for my local station being Santa Barbara, event that's taking place this coming Saturday, February 26th. This will be after the fact for some of my stations that carry my show on Sunday, but it is before the fact for Santa Barbara station that carries us, which is KZSB. This Saturday is a fundraiser for the Family Service Agency. It's on Saturday, February 26th. It's called the Casino Royale. It's at the La Pacifica Ballroom of the Four Seasons Biltmore Hotel right here in Santa Barbara. And it is $125 a person, and it goes towards a very good cause, because the Family Service Agency takes care of families and is a nonprofit organization. Find out more about it. Call Kelly Adams at 805-965-1001, extension 267, or write her at kelly@fsacares.org. Also, I want to mention sponsor slots are still open for my show. You can contact me directly through brucesalen.com if you're interested. Burst of expression. I love that expression. I wish I could say I had coined it, but it came from one of my readers, Margaret Light, who wrote to me after reading another one of my columns called Does Being on Time Mean Anything Anymore? She wrote an incredibly powerful letter, which included her term burst of expression, and I asked her permission to use it for a column title, which she graciously allowed. But I do want to quote a little bit of what she said, because it relates, of course, to the topic today. If we want to foster, this is from Margaret, if we want to foster a perception that the world we walk through and live in is the size of a 2-inch by 2-inch phone monitor, even while birds and butterflies pass through our lives unnoticed, please do nurture technology use. If we want our kids to value making a difference in other people's lives, maybe foster relationships with people, not their virtual selves. I thought those were quite wise words. How our kids and how we use technology is a subject of a constant debate in my household, constant debate on my show. And as Wayne Levine, one of my regular guests, has said, he seems to think we talk about it maybe too much even. But I think we do, because it is very omnipresent in our life. And I know that my own household is sort of a microcosm and a completely arbitrary mini sample of how two different generations have four distinct uses of technology. My bursts of expression take form in many types of technology, with dozens of daily tweets on Twitter, email, text, Facebook posts. I post twice a day on my Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and a little less frequently on my own personal page. I have once-a-day updates on my website called News of the Moment. I As needed, I comment in reply to any comments on my writing that appears both on BruceAllen.com or BoomerTechTalk.com. I post once a week articles on both BoomerTechTalk.com and once a week a Dad's Point of View columns go out to a whole group of papers and websites as well as my own site. And then I have my radio show. So my bursts of expression are considerable and diverse. My wife primarily uses her cell phone to communicate with clients as she's a realtor. She also uses a landline, both at home and at her office. She just recently began using texting and uses email pretty regularly, both for work and personally, but she does not use any social media and wouldn't know a tweep from a twerp, or a chirp is really what I meant to say. My 17-year-old primarily expresses himself through his drums, his guitar, and his iPod. He uses his cell phone for both texting and calling his friends, but it's a tool of convenience for him. He rarely emails. He could care less about Twitter. He uses Facebook mostly to post dumb photos of himself and friends and to see how many four-letter words he can use in one sentence. It's at a certain age that becomes just such a novelty to be able to swear. My youngest son at 14 is only 3 years, but really almost a generation apart from his older brother. He uses his cell phone primarily, I mean almost exclusively, for texting. I'm not sure he's ever seen one of his friends except at school and birthday parties, though he and his friends do regularly video chat. I think he sent and received, at last count, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 million texts last year. I'm not sure. I may be underestimating. Seriously, I thought he was socially retarded to some degree or shy, because I never saw any of his friends. But I have now come to believe that he and his friends, this is how they relate. And it's become quite the norm. The irony is that my decades-old standards of social success that I thought he was falling short on, in fact, he's both popular and well-liked. The norms have completely changed. So the question comes back to, what are bursts of expression? And are we as parents inhibiting or condoning poor behavior in our kids by allowing our children, let alone ourselves, to isolate ourselves via social media? For example, what am I modeling by preferring email and Twitter versus talking on the phone? I really don't like talking on the phone. When I see my younger son relate to his friends by texting and video chatting, maybe, as a parent, I should be encouraging him to invite a friend over now and then. By just letting it go, which of course is an easy way for us to be parents, am I letting his social skills develop along the lines of 140 characters or less, the Twitter limit? As for my marriage, my wife and I seem to only speak on date night, which has been relegated to now and then versus every Wednesday as it used to be. Maybe social media really should be renamed egocentric media, since it does more to isolate us, in my opinion, than bring us together. And maybe Margaret's clever choice of words, bursts of expression, should be replaced with bursts of isolation. Because that's my fear with what's happening with modern technology and these conveniences. We are coming to the end of our first segment, and I want to remind you how to reach me, which is always through my website, brucesallen.com. It is getting a lot more active, and I heartily recommend comments on any of my pieces, blogs, or regular columns on the website. The comments concept is growing on my site on Boomer Tech Talk also, which is another site of mine, and I will respond pretty much to every single comment. So if you make one, which I would love, you are likely to get a direct response. As my colleague, I guess I could say, Dennis Prager would say, dissension is welcome. And in many ways, I have no problem with somebody commenting and disagreeing with me as long as it's done respectfully, which, by the way, goes back to my initial comment about what's going on in Wisconsin. I ask all those involved in the dispute to be respectful of one another. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll be right back.
Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what